Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, Christy Wowardy Dowardy,
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the bird.
Just saying. Okay.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Anna, God, I love that banana Anderson.
Susie going toe-to-tobin.
Hava Nagila Weber. Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers, Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
Watch what crappens, watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens. Crappens.
Watch what crappens, watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens? Watch what crappens, watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today, as usual, is my trusty, plucky, and happy co-host, Ronnie Karam, who can also be found on the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast podcast. What's up, Ronnie?
Well, hi.
Are you excited for what is happening to us later this week?
I sure am, but I'm not excited to pack and, like, do responsible things. But, like, right now, I'm doing the charging day, where it's, like, every device. Because, you know, I'm a device lover. I got a Kindle, iPad, iPhone, another iPad.
Yeah.
A game thing. Like, I've got a million devices. So, right now, I'm doing, like, that circular charging thing, where I'm just waiting for one to be full and then plugging in the next, girl.
Yeah, I got to do my headphones. Thanks for reminding me. Yeah, in case you have no idea what we're talking about, Ronnie and I are traveling off to West Palm Beach and then to Atlanta later this week to do three live shows. Thursday night, we are in Palm Beach, West Palm Beach. I mean, does it really matter? I mean, Tinsley, come on.
They're two different places.
We are going to be recapping The Real Housewives of New York Reunion Part 1. That's airing tomorrow night, by the way. And so we'll be recapping it on Thursday at our live show. Don't want to miss that. We love recapping Real Housewives of New York in front of a live crowd. And honestly, this is probably going to be our last time we'll be able to do it for 2018. And, you know, it'll probably be like 6 or 7 more months before we are able to do it again. So come see what will possibly be our final Real Housewives of New York live recap of the season. And then on Saturday, we are doing Real Housewives of Dallas for the early show, which is sold out. And then the late show, we are recapping the very first ever episode of Real Housewives of Atlanta. What more appropriate way to celebrate our first time ever being in Atlanta and also Ronnie's birthday. So go to WatchWhatCrappens.com to get tickets for all those shows. They are going to be a blast. Bring a friend. Even if they don't watch Bravo, they will have fun. We guarantee it, like Men's Warehouse, because every show that we've done so far has been amazing, and we always have people that bring people who are like, I don't even watch Bravo, and I had a great time. So, what more?
Get over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all we got to say. Get over there. Okay, so Real Housewives of Orange County, eh, Ben?
Hey, Gina. Yeah. Real Housewives of Orange County. Wow. Well, the adventure continues, does it not?
Yeah, and, you know, in the previous leads, they showed that idiot husband, that juice-drinking husband from last week. And he's like, well, I'll allow her to apologize. And I was like, you know, this show really knows how to start me off on a hate ball.
I know, seriously. What is this fucker? Why does he think he deserves an apology? You know, she was loud, she was drunk, and then he kicked her out of the house, and now he wants her to come and grovel and say, oh, I'm so sorry I was loud in your house. Get over it.
Yeah, fuck off, Shane. Welcome to the divorce bus, because now everybody on the show is going to be trying to manipulate her into divorcing you,
yeah,
as well as the entire audience, and I'm actually with it. Although, thank you for my favorite drug, the hate ball. Snorted it the whole time I watched this show.
Yeah.
And it made me even more upset, because, of course, I'm agreeing with Tamara, because she has our opinion on this, and so now I'm confused, and I don't know who I am anymore. You know how it goes.
It's hard. Life is hard. He's a dick. Sorry. And he's going to get it all season long. And if he thinks he's not going to get it, he's in for a real joke. Because guess what? Simon was on, what, like 7 years ago, 8 years ago was the last time we actually saw him on this show, and we still bag on him. So guess what, Shane? You are sealing your own fate. You better switch things up real quickly. And next time, when you have a drunk lady who's in the house, just walk down the stairs and say, hey, so sorry, my kids are trying to go to sleep. Thanks for coming over. Let's do this again another time, okay? Don't yell from the balcony.
Yeah, don't yell at me, dick. Shane, because yeah. You know I'm that person at the end of every party. Don't yell at me. Be gentle. Make sure I get into my Uber, okay?
Yeah, I mean, there are, like, different ways. And if he didn't want to come downstairs because he was, like, in his boxers or he was afraid of being on camera, just, like, call your wife upstairs and be like, hey, can you get her to leave? You know, like, there are just, like, so many different ways. Or how about just, like, don't do anything at all because it can't be that bad.
Yeah, just do what I do.
And how antisocial.
Nothing, okay? Are you worried about your taxes? Just don't think about it.
Yeah.
Do you have broken teeth? Just don't think about it, okay? It's totally worked for me. I mean, look at me. I'm happy.
And why did he come downstairs to say hello to people? I mean, talk about, like, odd behavior. It's just, this guy's off.
He didn't want them to see his
mom and his sister are downstairs. He doesn't even come down to say hello.
Yeah. So maybe he didn't want to see his mom in leather. I mean, you never know. He's an odd guy. True.
Yeah. So this week's
episode. So we open
up
with Shannon and a crew from QVC, a crew, if you will, getting her ready for her big glamour shot shoot to sell frozen fish with cream cheese in the middle for weight loss. And she's getting some brown eyeshadow put on. And I thought, you know, that's negative.
Yeah.
It's not the best way to start out a new endeavor, brown eyeshadow.
Am
I wrong?
I was concerned because her makeup artist had sort of a look herself, and I just don't trust makeup artists who have looks. Like, it's just I don't trust that. So I was already like, oh, I don't know if Shannon is in the right hands, but I think at the end she actually looked pretty good, and they wound up taking photos, and I thought she looked absolutely lovely in her photos.
Yeah, and Melissa artist that you're talking about, her look is like Disney villain eyebrows, which I often see on The Bachelor, where she shaves her eyebrows off and then she draws them up to her hairline, which is very odd. It's just like a very odd choice.
Yeah. You know? It's a strange artistic choice.
But it's true. It's not a bad choice because I can't tell if she's balding or if she just has like a tiny forehead. You know, like it confused me. So I didn't know how to judge her. And so I say to you, Melissa, good job. Good
work. I was more focused on her pouty lips. And, like, you know, there was clearly like a little bit of filler. But then there was like a pink lipstick on it or something with like a shine. And I have a thing. I hate shiny lips. I know that's like a thing. I mean, I'm a gay man. I hate them. I think
you're not a gloss kind of a guy.
I think gloss is disgusting. Disgusting.
Oh, wow. Yes. I never knew.
No, and I know. Wow. I know. Most people think actually a glossy lip is attractive. I think it's disgusting. And so, like, hers are super shiny and super pink. And I was just like, I can't look. Yeah, I
and
really
she's
get
also kind of encouraging people in the wrong way. Like she tells Shannon, "Oh my God, you have your own thing now. It's like a little baby." You know, one of her babies just called her a puta last week 10 times. So, you know, maybe say like, it's like a pie or, I don't know.
Another Archie.
It's a new ladder to climb. Yeah, it's a new Archie. It's a new Archie.
Yeah. Yeah. So Shannon takes these photos. She's like, well, this is my first ever photo shoot, which is exciting. But like, look how fat I look though. It's like my stomach's just rolling right over. But I'm happy. I'm happy. I'm so happy.
That's because she's wearing pants that are too tight.
Yeah. Oh, we've all been there. I just weighed myself at the gym. Like, literally right before this podcast, I snuck on a little gym sesh. It's like, I was literally about 10 pounds higher than I was. I was expecting, you know, like, I knew I'd be a little higher because I went on a cruise. But I was like, oh, but I've been working out and trying to eat better since I've been back. I was like, I bet it's not too bad. Full on 10 pounds higher than I was expecting. So it wasn't even 10 pounds higher than what I was. It was 10 pounds higher than what I was expecting.
Oh, God. I can't even weigh myself. I had one of those really pretty glass weigher things, scales. And I got really mad before I turned 40. And I was like, fuck this! And I got drunk and I threw it in the bathtub and broke it.
Wow.
And I thought I was so, like, I felt so, there was like chick flick music playing. I was like, I am a woman, hear me roar. I was like walking down the street like Reese Witherspoon. I was all proud of myself, like I just got out of an abusive relationship. And then I cut myself the next time I went in the shower because I didn't get all the glass. And I was like, this is the saddest chick flick ever.
Nope. That is such a dramatic experience that you brought on yourself.
Yeah, I hate scales.
Like, you could have just thrown it out.
I could have thrown away.
You could have thrown it out. You could have done, like, any number of things.
No, it was the scale. Because, you know, fuck the scale. I was like, you're not my boss. You're not my owner. I don't owe you anything. I'm not apologizing to you.
Yeah.
Fuck you, scale. And then so I threw it. And I mean, I really did feel better. Of course, now I can barely get to my toenails. But that's another day. So Shannon's like, I'm no model. Let's be clear. But I was rooting for me, bitch. How could I?
And so she's like, well, I never want to get back to that place I was, that place of last year. And then they show that I can't believe Bravo trotted back out that clip of Shannon at the gym while her trainer like makes her like derobe, and he's like, oh wow,
wow,
wow, oh,
wow,
wow, whoa, wow,
wow. So she's like, I'm on this weight journey with a lot of people, and I'm gonna get there. Because I don't want anyone to say, wow, when I take my top off again.
Huh. Just as long as that weight journey doesn't take me up a glacier in Iceland again, because that was a little trying, but, you know, 40 to 50 negative pounds, come and go with me.
I'm rooting for her. I root for anybody who's like, I'm going on a diet, and I'm doing it with cream cheese.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, I can get behind that. So the girls come over to Shannon's house to support her.
Be nice, Archie.
Archie's just like, you know, laying 20 Archie loads in the back.
Yeah.
So did you notice that Shannon's art was all blurred out? What was that?
I did not notice it. Huh.
Like, the art was like, I will not sign a release. And they're like, okay, art, batch, we'll blur you out.
Was it the estate of Pablo Picasso? It was like, wait a second. We are here that we are being shown on Real Housewives. We will not approve, not even a print of Picasso.
Yeah, it was all airbrushed out.
What could it possibly been?
I don't know. It looked blue. It looked like the beginning of The Sinner or Medium, depending on your age range and what you watch, where they're just like those ink blot things they use in mysteries.
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking
about. Well, at least like, mystery shows.
Okay, all right.
They're ink blot art. I don't know. And at the
like Rorschach?
Yeah.
Okay,
Rorschach. And in the end, Rorschach. It turns into like Jessica Biel's face. And you're like, oh my God, I didn't see that one coming. God!
What does that say about me?
I'm going on this weight loss journey with Jessica Biel.
Yeah, well, I thought it was just like a splotch of ink, and it turns out it's Jessica Biel. Ha! Here lies Shannon Bedore, killed by the illusion of Jessica Biel.
Now who's the sinner?
So, the girls come over, and Kelly and Emily are first, and Kelly's like, we're in the same place! We're downsizing, going through divorce, trying to figure out how to make money, enjoying tacos, taquitos, chalupas, enchiladas.
I'm so proud of Shannon. I am. My Kelly is turning into Shannon. It's a real problem. It's a real problem for me. Like, this is something that keeps me up. Like, why is my Kelly turning into Shannon?
Well, they're, you know, hanging out, so maybe that's why. They're getting a little bit of each other's personalities.
Tamara is, of course, still on her little knee scooter, so she's, like, pedaling around. And Shannon's like, Tamara, do you mind, do I want to get out of the way? But yes, please, can you get out of the way? I was like, you know this is going to be in a flashback, like, 3 episodes from now, being like, I feel like Shannon doesn't have room for me anymore. It's going to be a flashback of Shannon pushing Tamara out of the way on her little scooter.
Yeah, she literally told me to get out of the bad batch. And Kelly's like, oh my God, that thing is so much easier than crutches.
Kelly's just like amazed by everything. Oh my God, it's a camera. Do you see this? It's a camera. Whoa. I want to touch the camera. Camera? That sounds like Tamara.
So Shannon's like, well, I'm going to take one last picture on the coffee table if I don't break it. Coffee table, are you sure you don't want to be blurred out? The other pussy art in here.
I'll just
Yeah, I sure you don't want your identity kept hidden from me, a fat monster who's hanging over the counter in her first ever photo shoot, huh?
She's like, I'm 53 years old and to start a new business. Oh, if this takes off, I'm doing it all by myself. Okay, bye, Mia. Bye, Jaludi. Bye, everybody. Bye, team of QVC. Bye, Bert. Bye, John.
Archie, you stay. You stay, Archie. Archie. Archie!
So now they all sit down for, they serve themselves some lunch and everything. They sit down, and Tamara's like, hey, how betches? Did you know that today is official blowjob day? Yeah, bitch. Or as I like to call it, Tuesday. I'm like, yes, yes, we get it. You like giving blowjobs to Eddie. Of course you would like, never mind. I was going to try to make some forced joke about Cut Fitness on Tuesday, but I couldn't get there. Didn't have the will.
See you next. So Emily's like, yeah, it's blowjob day in the state. It's like a national state day. And, Tamara says Tuesday. So, otherwise known as Fat Tuesday at her house. Poor Eddie. Can't work out. Yeah. Okay, so Vicky is with Ali, the guy, the newest scam artist in Vicky's life. Because I do not believe Ali for 1 second.
No, I don't believe a man with that big of a brooch. Uh-uh. we saw him first last season when they first decided to franchise out Coto Insurance. And now Vicky and Michael and Ali and Steve and some others, they all show up at iHeartRadio, I guess, for an interview. It's never really clear what she's doing. Is she doing her own little show? Is she just doing a segment? But she's there, and for some reason they're all dressed in suits. I'm like, you realize this is on radio, right? Like, this is... like, why are you dressed so formally?
I think she was just recording a commercial for the insurance company, right?
Oh, is that it?
I think so, because all she did, she's like, they approached me to do Coto Financial all over the country. I'm totally a keck. And she was just recording a commercial.
Yeah, because I did notice that, too, because she's like, if you're scared about losing all your money and you're worried that man might be in the wall still, then call me, because I'm Vicky Gunvalson. I can help you with all sorts of things. Term insurance, life insurance, car insurance, mam insurance. It all works. And Michael still loves me, unlike Brianna. So come with us. It's a family business.
Cul-de-sac insurance, the back of your elbow insurance. We've got it all. Chapped lips insurance.
Staying out of it insurance. I'm out insurance.
This is just my friend back insurance.
Just my friend back insurance.
Don't yell at me!
Insurance. We could make a plan for the euros to come. I meant to say years. You're supposed to correct me, but you didn't. You let me say euros. So she's like fucking with the sound guy. And, sound guys, no offense, sound guys. I mean, they're not listening to this. Do they ever?
No.
But sound guys aren't known for like their wacky sense of humor. She's like, hey, sad guy, do I need my earplugs? And he's like, well, you don't have to wear them if you don't want to. And she's like, you're supposed to say it's earphones, not earplugs. I mean, what the heck? People are going to correct me on my misuse of words. I mean, woohoo.
Good thing I have joke insurance. That's another joke right there. But it circles in on itself because it's a joke about joke insurance. The question is, do I really have insurance for that joke? I don't know.
And another sign that Ali is just there to be on Bravo and not really to make Vicky money. He's there with a whole case of fireball shots.
Yeah, he like pulls out some fireball shots. He's like, this will make it easier for you. I'm like, fireball never makes anything easier. I'm sorry. Put fireball up there with glossy lips for me.
Yeah, the lady trying to sell insurance is going to get drunk before she drives back to work. Sounds great, guys.
Yeah,
sounds
exactly. Great. So then Vicky, she's listening to her voice in the headphones, and she likes the way it sounds. Her voice sounds. She's like, oh, wow, my voice sounds so sexy now. It sounds like Madame Gunvalson. And like, I want to do sex calls right now. I want to take like questions about sex. Like, hey, I met up my husband. You know what? Just give him a blowjob. It'd be all better. It's National Blowjob Day. Huh?
And Ali's like, your son's in the room. What's your sign? He's Kelly. And then Mike's like, oh, this is normal. And then we get a montage of Vicky embarrassing Michael, embarrassing her son. I have a history of embarrassing Michael. Woohoo, Michael. Remember that time when I came and you were having a party? And I was like, woohoo, it's your mom.
That was the first ever episode I saw of Real Housewives, was when Vicky surprised Michael in Colorado and did a keg stand like with all his friends.
Back in the day, guys. Remember? So back over at Shannon's house, Kelly's like, we should do happy hour.
I'll do a happy hour.
I need a happy hour. Ugh, so many unhappy hours over there with Eddie, bitch.
You know what we call happy hour at my house? Tuesday, get it? I did the Tuesday joke already.
Happy hour next Tuesday, batch.
Yeah.
So Shannon's like, speaking of happy, did I tell you guys about my court date? Oh, wow, what a riot.
David doesn't even have a lawyer. He's representing himself. I mean, what an idiot. I say, David, you need to be educated on California family law. I mean, how could he not do that? Like, am I the one who's doing it wrong? Like, what do I not know, huh? I'm spiraling.
I'm so, so glad he didn't have a lawyer. What a fucking idiot. So him, to be so cheap that he won't get a lawyer and then lose everything because he won't get a lawyer.
To be, like, cheap and cocky. I mean, what is he thinking? How do you enter into a legal spat and not have a lawyer? I mean, does he think he's like that Long Island Railroad? You remember that guy? The guy who opened fire on the Long Island Railroad and then he represented himself in court and he was, like, trying to call, like, President Clinton to the stand as a witness? Like, I was like, that's who you're keeping company with right now, David.
What if he did? He's like, I would like to call President Hillary Clinton to the stand, dear. They're like, that's not the president, stupid. It's like, oh.
He would lose the case immediately. Saying those words, saying President Hillary Clinton in Orange County, well, like, I'm surprised they wouldn't, like, burn you at the stake.
Lock her up!
So basically, because he's not hiring a lawyer, they can't settle. It's causing, these kinks in the process, which I just think it's so ridiculous. And David is making accusations that Shannon excessively drinks, which is like, I mean, why are you stating the obvious? Like, of course she does. Like, that's actually a value add.
And then everybody's just quiet. She's like, well, whatever. That's whatever is what I say to that. And I don't know if you noticed, but right behind her head was a bottle of wine because she was sitting like right in front of the living room bar.
I did not notice that.
Oh, show. Yeah. Bless you, show. And she's like, well, based on all these texts, I guarantee you I will never have to talk to him again.
Yeah.
You've heard Tamara. And Tamara's like, batch. God, I can't wait to turn on Shannon this season, batch. You just see it in her little possum eyes.
Yeah, she's Tamara's excited. Eyes. She's going to do it. It's gearing up. I also can't believe David is so dumb to keep sending these, like, vicious, terrible texts to Shannon. I mean, does he not think that's going to be used against him in a divorce proceeding? Like, what is he thinking?
The guy's an idiot. Well, yeah. Jeff Lewis was reading all those texts on his Sirius show, and then David started writing him nasty texts to read on the show. Like, yeah. The guy's an idiot.
He's a psychotic twat. I wanted to say twat, but I don't even feel like that's, like, a good enough word.
Yeah.
Like, turd. I don't know why turd is better than twat, but I feel like he's more of a piece of feces. That's what he is.
He's just Mr. Furley gone off the rails.
David, I think it's time to go to commercial. Do you want to go to commercial, David?
So Shannon's like, okay, well, my life is over. So great. How long did poker night go for? Let's talk about poker night.
And then was like, well, it went wild until basically Shane kicked out Gina. And they're like, wait, what happened? And she's like, well, basically, Gina was there for a while. She was loud. So Shane was just like, get out of here. You know, Shane. Classic Shane. And Tamara's like,
that's not cool, batch. And Shannon's like, did she say F you back? And Emma's like, no, she was respectful. And then she texted later to apologize. So, you know.
Hey, batch, no guy should be yelling at a woman. Batch, which is true.
Tamara's like, he was having a party in his house, batch. And Emily's like, well, you know, Gina said that she wants to apologize to my husband. And then everybody's just looking around like, yay, we have a new husband to hate.
Yeah, they're like, they smell blood in the water. They smell it. They're like the Meg. So, so now we see, like, Kelly and Vicky, the famous happy hour that Kelly wants to do. I want to do a happy hour. So now it's, like, the next day, and they're going to do happy hour. And Kelly and Vicky, for the time being, things seem to be okay. Although, if you read social media these days, Kelly keeps on shading Vicky left and right. So, clearly things do not last, on that front. But they are heading to happy hour in Huntington Beach. And Vicky's like, I don't know Huntington Beach, babe, but I don't know where we're going. Which, I don't know why it made me laugh that they're going to Huntington Beach, because I guess it's because it's such a trashy town, you know?
Is it?
Yeah. Well, at least compared to the other ones.
I mean, it looks so pretty to me, Huntington Beach.
It's like, Huntington Beach, I think compared to, like, Newport or, like, the others, I think Huntington Beach is on the trashier end.
Oh.
They had a whole fight like a few years ago, there was a whole, all the people from Huntington Beach are going to get so mad at me now, but they had some sort of like surfing competition, and there was a riot that ensued, and all the Huntington Beach people were blaming it on people from the Inland Empire who came in to see it, and they were like, oh, the Inland, they were basically saying like, all these trash people from out of town. I'm like, you realize that, like, that's what people say about people from Huntington Beach when they go to other places. Like, the Huntington Beach people. So, like, the funniest thing that the Inland Empire versus the Huntington Beach people, that they had a big riot together. It was so perfect.
Yeah. It's like watching garbage fight outside. But yeah. I'm not saying that about Huntington.
No, it's, like, pretty. It's on a beach. It's a beach and everything.
Yeah, that's Ben. Everybody hate Ben.
Hate me. Hate me. It's, no, I'm just saying kidding. It's, like, trashier than, Newport or Laguna, etc.
So happy, happy, happy hour. This is happy hour, right? We're going to be happy at happy hour. Like, that's what we're going to do. Happy, happy hour. And Kelly's like, yeah, hey, I went to Shannon's. And it's nice, but not for $12,500 a month. God! Which is crazy. Holy crap.
Yeah, that is crazy. I mean, look, that takes away half of the ultimate settlement right there, so.
Yeah. And, she's like, Em was there, and she was telling me when we left, Gina got kicked out. Vicky's like, Gina got kicked out by the husband? Oh, my God. I didn't even know he was there. Where was he? Where was the husband? She's like, if Michael yelled at my guest, I would have gone psycho. And he supported him? Yeah, that's probably why they're still married. I'm loving calm, happy Kelly this season.
I know. Well, I've been loving Kelly just in general for a while now, I think. So I'm like happy when she's, I love it when she's happy. I love it when she's deranged. I actually like it more when she's deranged. But anyway, but she's having a ball. So then we see in another car, Gina goes to pick up Emily.
Emily is at home and the dog is yapping. Emily gives the dog this death look. I don't know if you caught it, but she looks at the dog like she's going to put it in a meat grinder. And it was very funny. She has a very evil look to her, Emily, when she's not smiling.
I feel like Emily looks very sad, like just deeply, profoundly sad. And she has that little smile, like, but it's like, listen, we know Gina Keough when we see Gina Keough, and this is clearly Gina Keough 2.0.
Yeah, she'll be showing up in like a pleather dress any day now.
Yeah, so Gina's all excited to be going out to happy hour, and she's like, listen, I'm not spending my night out on petty little fucking fight with Emily, okay? I want a drink, okay? So I'm not going to dwell on this, okay? Where I'm from has taught me that you just want to squash it right away, okay?
Yeah, squash it. That's what we do in Long
squash
Island.
Squash it. That's what
you don't want to go into a strong group of women who all have their opinions and bring your opinion in there. I'm like, you've already done that. So Emily is like, hi, my kid has pink eye.
Which is like the last thing you want to hear when you get into a car with someone.
Just telling my son he has pink eyes. There's like pus and everything. It's just like yucky.
It's like, you like, please don't touch me.
Yeah, you want to give butterfly kisses? And then later when Vicky's saying that she's not feeling good, Emily's like, well, let's shake hands. I was like, ooh, Emily, I like her. I like her style.
Yeah. So so they're talking, they're having small talk at first, and it's like, oh my God, it's so funny, we're getting along so well. Like my friend said, are you getting along well with Gina? And I was like, as soon as I met her and I heard that she had three toddlers, I was like, did we just become best friends?
Yeah, I think like we're best friends now. We both have demons. And Gina's like,
well, I gotta address what happened, because, like, we're best friends now. Because, like, apparently Tamara walked away with this impression that I created a scene of something at your house, like when I was saying fuck you and pushing over that chocolate fountain.
leave it to Tamara to exacerbate the situation.
Yeah, we get a clip of Tamara and her shooting a scene where she's like, you have to apologize to her husband. And Gina's like, well, I was going to let it go because I didn't want her to be embarrassed by his behavior. She's like, that's not what I heard, bitch.
Yeah, Tamara goes, I heard that Emily said that you promised you'd tell Shane you're sorry and you'd make a special offering and then make them dinner and then take them on a cruise because you felt so sorry, bitch.
I heard you were going to help me recover this terrible kitchen island that I built in pleather as an apology to her. Batch!
So Gina's like, it was no big deal. And Emily's like, well, I didn't say it was your scene. I think you were loud, which, I mean, you even said. And then he kicked everyone out. That's what I said.
She's like, yeah, but he kind of handled it more gracefully. So, you know, if anyone owes an apology, I feel like it's your husband that owes me an apology. Do I want one? No.
I love the idea of Gina, like, requiring more grace in her life.
All I need is more grace. You could have been gracefuler, okay?
I'm turning her, again, all my, I'm just turning her into Ramona now.
Who's the gracefulest? So Emily is like, an apology. You don't know my husband very well, do you?
Which I'm like, that's not a good thing. That's not a good thing.
Yeah, I'm married to a total prick, you know? Yeah. She goes, well, now I do. That's how I know him now. And she's like, it's not a big deal. She goes, it's not. I'm like, oh, yeah, it is.
I love when reality stars fight about things not being a big deal.
It's not a big deal. I don't know why we're fighting about it so much.
And then it just, like, continues to escalate. Increased insistences that it's not a big deal.
Yeah, so over with Kelly and Vicky. Vicky's like, so Noah's met the husband, right? Like, what is he, like a troll under a bridge? Why does he ever come out? Like, what, do you have to say his name three times? Like, what the hell? She's like, no, we just know that she's married. We don't know who he is. He's Mormon. And she's like, oh, my God, he's Mormon? Like, how does that work? Like, if I was Mormon, I would marry another Mormon. If I was a Mormon, I wouldn't marry a Mormon. Like, if I was married to you and I was Mormon, I'd want a drink, okay?
By the way, technically, we're not supposed to say Mormon anymore. As of this weekend, the head of the Mormon church had a vision from God. This is real. This is real. This happened 2 days ago. He had like a vision from God, and the vision told him not to be, that Mormons and the Mormon church should no longer be referred to as Mormon, even though that's what's been called since 1830. It should now be called, if Mormons should now be called Latter-day Saints or members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and Mormonism should be referred to as the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, well, all that stuff.
You're not even supposed to say LDS.
You're not even supposed to say LDS. Yeah, so no, just so you know, I don't know too how bad. Strictly we'll listen, adhere to this guy, to this guy's sudden like whim of deciding to change Mormonism after like 100 to almost 200 years, but
I love that God's up there thinking of branding. He's like, you know what, it's 2018, it's time to rebrand, okay? I want a longer name that's harder for people to remember, okay? Yeah. That's how we're gonna catch on. Yeah, like, take a lesson from KFC. They didn't make it longer, they made it shorter, okay? Yeah, you need to make things easier, not harder, sir.
Well, technically Shane is a Latter-day Saint, he is not a Mormon, but you know, if Mormon slips out, you'll have to excuse us.
When they start saying that on Real Housewives of Orange County, I will change my ways, okay? I change with my shows, not with, you know, not with newspaper clips.
I don't know if I'm looking for progressive attitudes on Real Housewives of Orange County, but I support your stance.
Thank you. That's so nice. And Kelly's like, yeah, it's hard enough. It's hard enough being married without being married to a Church of Latter-day Josephsons. And Vicky's like, yeah, well, you know, like, he doesn't do whiskey. He doesn't do weed. I mean, come on. She's like, they don't even gamble. Get the hell out of here. Get the hell out of here, Kelly. No. Get out. Yeah. Gamble. Come on. Is lottery gambling? Yes. That's it. They don't swear either. They don't even swear. You know what? That wouldn't work for me. I would just be like, you know, put your fucking clothes on and stop fucking drinking. No. I want to say fuck you and have a cocktail. Naked.
That's more Vicky's scene. So anyway, they get to their hotel happy hour thing, and Vicky, the trendsetter, orders a hot toddy, and then everyone orders a hot toddy. It's like a thing, hot toddy. And Tamara wheels.
That's an elixir. I need one because of my throat.
So Tamara shows up. She scoots in on her little. I don't know, it's just, I don't know why it cracks me up. It does, like, seeing those little knee scooters in general doesn't make me laugh, but seeing Tamara on one makes me laugh very hard.
Because she needs, like, a booster to get on the knees. Like, she's so tiny, you know?
Yeah, I actually...
And she's got, like, such handicap privilege suddenly. Like, now she's coming into places like, that seat's really high. Are there stairs, bitch?
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, they didn't... You didn't lose a leg, lady. You'll be okay.
You know, last year on Big Brother, remember there was that contestant Christmas who, like, hurt her... She tore her something or another. And so she also had to have one of those, like, scooters. And, you know, the stupid... post-production team on Big Brother always loved adding sound effects, and they were so stupid. And every time she was like, she would show up in a scene, they added like a squeaky wheel, and when she'd back up, they go beep beep beep, and I was like, it was so stupid. And yet what I would give to have those sound effects for Tamara, because that's all I want. Little beep beep
beep. Bats. So Vicky is like, where's Tamara? Where's Shannon?
And Tamara's like, oh, it's late. Which, again, good seeds, planting the seeds for a breakup.
Yeah, Tamara is just ready to throw Shannon right under that bus. It's just crazy seeing it coming like this. But I think they're still friends now in real life. So
I think so.
I'm confused.
Yeah.
Because if Shannon ever gets... If Tamara ever does that to Shannon again and Shannon forgives her, I'm not forgiving anybody again.
Yeah.
I'm, like, still mad about it. Yeah. Okay, so Gina's like, for what? What's she in court for? For what? And Tamara's like, well, I've had to deal with a difficult ex. It can be extremely hard to co-parent when you're not on the same page.
Mm-hmm. And so, Shannon's talking about how she's going to be going to this closed hearing on Friday with David. And she's like, oh, you know, the craziest thing is that I was at the court today and I sort of looked at David and I felt nothing. I felt nothing. I wasn't like, ha! And I wasn't like, David. I was just like, zero to one, any feelings.
I felt nothing. Shannon in chorus line. So Tamara's like, it's a lifetime coming, Shannon. He cheated on you. And Shannon's like, well, and Emily said that if you're feeling indifferent, that means you're ready to date.
Vicky
goes, then I'm ready to date. That was funny.
I did not hear Vicky say that. Lopez.
Yeah, you didn't? Steve.
No, I did not.
She's like, that ready to date. So Tamara's like, I called the matchmaker named April Batch.
Yeah.
And then we see a little clip. What poor Tamara is trying to shoot a lot of scenes, but they're just cutting them and making them memory scenes.
I know. Well, Bravo does not like their stars to be hobbled. They're like, this is not going to make good television. She's on a scooter. So,
yeah, this show didn't have a great season last year. We're already kind of limping to the end. So
we don't actually need to see real limping. So April, so Tamara's like, oh, well, you know what's that funny, Batch? I'm going to text April and have her come over right now, and then she can matchmake you. Hold on. Beep, boop, 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 boop. April, I know you're busy right now. Wink, wink. She's downstairs. Okay, can you come over? Great. We're upstairs. And, oh, look, you're already here. That was so quick, April. Wow, what a great matchmaker, Batch.
Today? Huh? A dating service? I would never use a dating service because you should be able to meet people in the world. I haven't been in a dating arena for 20 years.
They call it, right? It's like an arena. It's like Gladiator, right? You just go out into the middle of it and you're like, here I am. Here I am. Come tear me apart, lions.
What if I lose my head?
So April, are you not entertained, David?
Oh, April is here with Erica and Emily goes, she looks like she knows what's up.
Thanks, Emily. So, Shannon and Tamara and April and some other lady who I'm assuming is, like, April's helper, they all go off to the side to talk, and Shannon's like, well, you know, what I like in a man, you know, so here's the thing, I was always a one-guy sort of gal, and so I moved to Orange County because I was like, I want to date around, and I met David, and I was with him for, like, 17 years, and it was like, there were high points, and there were low points, and Tamara's just like, Batch, she loves sex. She loves sex. He was a dick, and she loves sex, Batch.
Huh. Well, way to boil it down, Tamara. She's like, her husband cheated on her. She moved in. She forgave him and moved in with a woman, and she still took him back.
And Shanna's like, okay, all that aside, can I just meet a man who refuses to eat chips in anger?
Yeah.
That would be great.
Meanwhile, Kelly's like up at the table like, well, so I've been having sex with a milkman. How about that? What are you having sex with? I have a sex with a milkman. I'm like, a milkman?
Vicky goes, yeah, everyone she's dating, okay, it's the lawyer, the milkman, the spy doctor. I mean, none of them have names. Like, I don't know. I don't know what she's doing. I don't know.
I don't get it. I don't know. Just give him a blowjob. It'll be good. He'll be happy.
So Shannon, back to Shannon. She's like, I'm looking for a partnership. If I'm making quinoa, it would be nice if someone ate some quinoa. All right, I'm not going to just go make out in a bar and then do it with somebody.
I want a man who, when I have a dinner party for 14 people, he gets more than 2 bottles of wine.
I mean, I don't need sex all the time, but my husband wasn't really much of a sex person until he started running on the beach. So.
Do I want a man who appreciates sugar in his gastropub beef?
No.
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 Do I want a man who knows if there's more calories in a Caesar salad than there is in a filet with French fries covered in cheese?
Yep. Yes.
Do I want a man who has never had a chandelier in his foyer?
Nope.
No.
So then let's see. So they go back to the girls. The ladies are like, okay, we're gonna fix you up, Batch. You're gonna get laid. So they go back to the girls, and Vicky's like, you know what? I don't feel 100%. I don't feel 100%. I'm out of the weather. So I'm gonna.
I'm out of here. I gotta go.
And Emily's like, I gotta go too, because Shane came home early to take care of the kids, and he's mad, so I gotta go. Mm-hmm.
Which is ridiculous, because it's like, guess what? You're the dad. That's like what you do. Okay.
Yes. Your job,
only
teacher.
The mom. Yeah. Like you can do that. It's okay. It's your children. And if you don't like, if they're too much for you to handle, then you're doing it wrong. Sorry.
Yeah. If they're too much to handle, sell one. Okay. There are plenty of gay people who would love to adopt your child and raise it.
It's called a chair and some rope. That's how you handle it.
So Tamara's like, not gonna lie, it sounds controlling. Reminds me of my ex. So they leave, and Tamara's like, I have a question. Last night when I talked to you, I never said apologizing. What did she say? I never said apologizing? Why did I write that?
I think Gina, I don't know. They started talking about Gina about the whole situation again, and they were basically saying, like, yeah, like, all this stuff that... Basically that Emily... It got a little confusing. Emily and what she was talking about, it was that when he yelled... He wasn't doing it just at all the women. He was doing it directly at Gina. You know, like, yeah, right. Is that directly at you, Gina? And then she's like, well, I didn't do anything that was inappropriate. You know, I was just there. I was telling it like it is, because that's what New Yorkers do. And that's what people in Orange County don't seem to understand. That, like, in New York, we just, like, stand in foyers until you get kicked out. That's just how it goes.
Yeah, she goes, we talked in the car, and in my opinion, he was throwing everyone out, not just me. And Tamara goes, you were the only one left. Shannon goes, you were throwing F-bombs? Well, I'm sorry. Okay, she said my...
Ramona, you're right. Yeah, it does always
really
come
hard
out
to there. Get... To not
like,
to
she
do...
says, sorry, my husband was a dick, and he doesn't need to be talked about. And honestly, that's not what happened, but, you know, even if it was not, you know, I would understand if he just said he had to put the kids to bed, because we do that in Long Island, too. Like, what, are we going to let our kids sleep on a roof? No, yeah. We put them to bed. Yeah. Like, I get it.
No, he said I was the worst in the world. I was like, where's the grace in that? I don't get it. But you know what, though? He says it like it is, so I sort of appreciate it. I'm not going to make a big drama out of it, you know? So
she knows Housewives English, though, because she says, oh, he yelled at me like a sniper.
Yeah, like a sniper. He was like a sniper from the balcony. He was like, get this bitch out of here. She's cursing so much, and I'm Mormon. I mean, Latter-day Saintish. So I was like, okay. And I was like, you'll apologize to me later, I'm sure. So Shannon's like, well, huh. I have to be honest, if it had been my husband who had to come home early and put the kids to bed, and I would have to come home early quickly, otherwise he'd be pissed off. That's just the way it was in my marriage.
Yeah, this is going to become a huge thing, it looks like, yeah. Where Shannon's like, well, I wouldn't want to make David mad either, I get it. And they're like, oh my God, Shannon, what are you saying about David? And she's like, well, you just want to be everyone to be happy. It's triggering. Okay. Oh, you know, I can see you getting yelled at. And Tamara's like, what kind of husband is he?
I'm not saying that Shane is David by any stretch of the imagination. I'm just saying that if David did the things that Shane has done, which is easy to imagine because he has done the things that Shane has done, so basically Shane is David, huh? I mean, I'm not saying that. I'm just projecting that. That's all.
Yeah. You know, Shane loves juice. David loved juice. I'm not saying he's David. It's just who loves juice.
I mean, these guys, right?
So Gina's like, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. So Gina's sort of like not giving them... They want to get all mad, and Gina's actually not really giving it to them, you know? But they're like, whatever, we're going to do it anyway.
Yeah, and Tamara's like, oh, so Shannon, you think she's in a bad marriage? Is that what you're saying? She's like, no, I don't know that. So we know this is going to be huge, because Tamara's going to go tell this chick that Shannon thinks she's in a terrible marriage.
Yes, exactly.
So Vicky and Tamara, they're at some doctor. Some microblading doctor. And look, if the lady behind the desk can't move her face and her mouth is gaping open with flies coming in and out of it, turn around and go home.
Yeah, that's a good idea. So so Tamara's getting basically her eyebrows tattooed. And she's, again, talking about the conversation with Shane. And she's like, he yelled at Gina. He yelled at her. So now the women are, like, really fixating on this thing. And then, you know, talking about... And then she's like, on top of everything else, when I was over there the other night...
her kids are basically beating her up. They're, like, really aggressive. Like, she has a lot to deal with, you know? And so, like, why? I'm like, I don't know. I didn't really understand why she was bringing that up, but I do. I'm glad someone mentioned the fact that her children are out of control.
Well, I mean, geez, three little kids. They're all out of control. Because Tamara is Tamara. So she's like, well, one has a terrible marriage, and the other one also has a terrible marriage, and she's a terrible mother. You know, yeah. It's just how Tamara rolls. Yeah. So she's like, she's got her hands full. I could not be imagined being a single mom all week long, bitch. And Vicky's like, well, is she going to have more? She goes, how can she? Her husband doesn't even live there. What's the story with that? He's in L.A. all week and has an apartment. She hasn't even seen that, bitch.
Yeah, which is really crazy. It's crazy that Gina's never been like, hey, I'm going to come up to L.A. with the kids. We'll do, like, dinner together or something. Like, that's certifiably bonkers because it's, like, an hour away, you know? Yeah. Like, don't you want to see your husband? Doesn't he want to see the kids?
Yeah, Vicky's like, if that was me, I would have my picture nailed and cemented to every wall of that place. Okay.
That's horrifying. Ah, it's another Vicky picture.
I guess I'm not getting my deposit back.
Yeah, and now the, and so that so basically they're like Vicky and Tamara are just like agreeing that the two new girls are crazy. Like, I don't get it. So she's like, he has an apartment up in LA and she's never been to it. And then you have Emily, and like she was working with Shane for 3 years, and then the moment he got divorced, he asked her to get married over text. Like, I don't get it. I don't get it.
Yeah, and Tamara goes, yeah, on text. Like, how can you even see his penis? Like, I mean, what if she got married to someone and then she finds out that he's got, like, 3 inches? Vicky goes, well, you know, if he filled my love tank, I wouldn't care. She goes, well, he wouldn't fill it with that.
True. True. I actually just really don't want to think about Shane's penis. Like, that's just an
or
image.
Or Vicky's love tank.
I would rather think about Vicky's love tank before Shane's penis.
Yeah, I don't need either.
Yeah.
So Kelly goes on a date at some place called Sun-Dried Tomato, which sounds like it would be also the most horrifying name for anybody in this town, you know, because they're all avoiding age like the plague. And the Sun-Dried Tomato is an old lady tomato.
I just think it's hilarious that someone decided to name their restaurant Sun-Dried Tomato. Like, what? We're going to go to the Sun-Dried, and then you go on a date there. Yeah, we're going to go on a date at the Sun-Dried Tomato. Yeah, the Sun-Dried Tomato. You don't want to go to the Sun-Dried Tomato? I don't like the tomato. You take me to the tomato. You do that.
So she goes with her date, Frank the Milkman, as he's called.
He's wearing short shorts. He has actually amazing calves. I don't know if you noticed them. They were amazing.
But yeah, that's cute.
That was his defining feature, I think.
I think he's cute. I mean, his defining feature for me was that he was pulling out his shorts from his, you know, taint. Yeah. Or whatever, the first 5 minutes.
I feel like, well, obviously this relationship doesn't have a future, but I also feel like, you know, you never want to say that your love story began at the Mayweather-McGregor fight. Like, that's not, no. There's, like, no upside to that, you know? Like, that's a terrible sign.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
So she's like, do you like the Sun-Dried Tomato? And he's like, yeah, it's beautiful. I love it.
I love tomatoes. I love when things are dry. Yeah. So
Frank the Milkman is trying to bring back the nostalgia of the milkman. So he's like a milkman. He's like really a milkman. Oh.
And so they're like sitting there, which by the way, LOL, he must work in Brooklyn. So anyway, I mean, we know, right? Like, you
I mean,
know, like,
who even drinks milk anymore? Have you tried to buy milk lately? It's like hard to actually find real milk.
I mean, I did just buy some milk, yes. But I will say this. Like, you know, all his friends probably dress like Mumford and Sons. You know, they all pretend like they're farmers from, like, the 1920s. Like, reenacting Grapes of Wrath in Brooklyn, which is the 30s. But either way, so Kelly is... I love just how dumb this guy was. Because they're sitting there, and Kelly's like, what sort of tequilas do you have? And he just, like, looks at her like, what? You're crazy. And then she gets, like, an Anejo, and he's like, are you seriously... Are you really? Tequila? Yeah.
Like, that's how you do it.
Tequila. I just loved how he was, like, totally dumbfounded by the idea that she would have tequila.
He's dumbfounded by everything. He's hilarious. And he's looking at the appetizer. She's like, what do you want? What do you want? What do you want, babe?
I think I'll have the homemade potato chips, please. Like, I mean, potato chips that are homemade. Like, how is that even possible? We all know they come from Ruffles. I mean, how is that possible?
She's like, it's funny because I tell everyone you're a milkman because your business is... And he goes, milk. It's like, yeah!
Right.
So he's like, how's dating going? She's like, dating. Well, I go on dates with a spine surgeon, but he's like 80, so he's off my bench, okay? I'm not here to date old. I did that already. And then we see Michael.
Yeah. And then Frank starts like talking about himself. He's like, no, I'm a difficult person to get along with, kind of like yourself. I'm like, that's not like a value add, okay? When you say you're difficult to get along with, that I hate when people say that in an enigmatic way, as if it's supposed to make you like draw you in, like, oh, but you're the one person who can get along with me. Like, no, fuck you, get some social skills.
Yeah, you're just saying you're a dick.
Yeah,
but of course Kelly's like, I'm difficult, but you said it to me straight, so thank you. And he's like, yeah, I'll say it straight. And they start cracking up at each other.
Like, it's like Beavis and Butthead.
She's like, hey, I need somebody like you in my life. And he's like, oh my god, if you don't make a decision about, like, you know, taking it down a notch in your life. And then it's clips of Kelly just, what is he eat some more?
Yeah. He's like, you're gonna be alone your whole life. And she's like, and then she's like, tells us, she's like, what I'm not gonna be alone. First of all, I'm not gonna be, I mean, hello, I mean, I'm not gonna be alone. Me? Alone? You are. You're alone. I'm not alone. You're so alone right now. You're watching this alone. I mean, I'm alone on TV right now, but there are people who are looking at me. But, like, I'm not alone. You're alone.
That was priceless. That whole thing, just her talking to the camera and not being able to form a sentence.
She's just like, I'll never be alone. I mean, will I? I'm never going to be alone.
No. So she goes, I can't believe you ate Mexican 3 times in Vegas. And he's like, yeah, I love Mexican. I could eat it for brunch, lunch, breakfast.
I could eat breakfast Mexican. Dinner. I could eat lunch Mexican. I could eat
chili con carne, tacos, burritos.
Tacos, burrito.
Taquitos.
Chimichangas.
Guacamole.
Tostadas,
carnitas,
sopes, sour cream,
tortillas,
jumping beans, Mexican jumping beans,
arroz con pollo,
tomatillos,
flam,
pepitas, yeah,
sopapilla,
shrimp, cerveza.
I love Diablo. Your refusal to give up. Diablo. You're like, shrimp.
Diablo. Whatever shrimp are called.
I'm out. Like, I literally read an online Mexican food
map. I'm just getting hungrier and hungrier.
I'm tapping out of this. It's none of my business.
Huevos rancheros.
Mexican food can be whoever it wants. Chilaquiles.
Chile relleno.
Chile relleno.
Chile con queso. Tomatillo salsa.
Arbol chilies.
And she's like, yeah, he's nice and young, but I'm all about the thrills and not about the bills.
He's a milkman, so there's that.
So Shannon wakes up for the day of her divorce proceeding or whatever. Her hearing.
That's her alarm clock.
I'd like 40 to 50 more negative thoughts left to sleep. Please, alarm.
So she wakes up. Archie's in bed with her. Archie's so cute.
They're trying to make this like the saddest thing ever. Like, look, Shannon's waking up and it's just with the dog. And she's like, hi, Archie. Okay, Archie. And then they show a close up of like gold drag queen heels in the hallway that she just like kicked off and came to bed. And she's like, oh, you're not going to get down from the bed. You're going to stay here. Oh, Archie. And she hugs him. And then he's watching her get ready, and she's like, you like this outfit, Archie? And it's so sad. I'm like, this is like every morning at my house. I feel happy.
Yeah, no. Archie's just staring at her. Like, woof, good luck today, woof, woof.
Yeah.
He's
and Shannon's like, well, in the past, David's shown quite a bit of anger towards me, so I'm walking on eggshells. I don't know what'll happen.
So she calls her mom, and her mom's like,
I've been thinking of you, Shan. You okay there? Well, yeah, I'm fine. You're on your way to court. Make sure your lawyer follows you in the parking lot just in case David turns all Lifetime on you.
It's like, geez.
Yeah, well, it's good advice, honestly, because, you know, apparently. David's crazy.
Huh? Oh, well, I'm just, you know, oh my God, Mom, I just ran a red light. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I ran a red light. Oh, it's a sign. Give me the green light. Give me the green light. That's the John Legend song, Mom. Do you know John Legend?
Just a bump in the road, Shan. So Shannon sees her lawyer, and they're having like a pregame meeting. And he's basically telling her that David hates him and is being very bitter towards him. And he would rather pay expenses than pay her an actual sum of money that she could divvy up herself because he wants to have control of everything.
Right.
And that's not going to happen, especially that he doesn't have a lawyer, you know?
Yeah. I mean, what an idiot. No lawyer. I mean, Shannon's like, well, now that I think back on it, I just sort of see this as part of his control issues. It's like, yeah, you think? Because obviously if he's only going to pay for expenses, then he'll start calling the shots on what sort of expenses are worthwhile, etc. So Shannon gets an order of lemonade, please. Just like Beyonce. I'm basically like Beyonce in Orange County. Lemonade. Anyway, I keep hot sauce in my bag, Ben. So now it's like they go to court, and 3 hours later, Shannon comes out, and she's like a total mess, deservedly so, because it sounds like she went through like a horrific, traumatic experience in there. I mean, the good news is that it went well for her. And so she calls up Tamara, and she's like,
Tamara, I don't even have any words for it.
She's like, I know, bitch. I just gave the best blowjob. Is that what we're talking about right now?
No! Talking about David. Well, so the judge ordered David to pay me $30,000 per month. It's crazy.
Tamara's like, whoa! Yes! Bitch!
I was like that, too. I was like, go get it. Milk him dry, milkman.
Me, too. I was cheering over here. I was like, you go, girl.
But apparently, David, when they were out in the hallway in the courtroom, David came around the corner and just started screaming at Shannon and at Ben, the lawyer, and just, like, losing his mind so much so that, like, they had to call the bailiff to pull him away. And David was like, you fucking happy, Ben? You fucking happy, Ben? And I was like, yes, I am. Oh, you're not talking to me? Doesn't matter. I'm still happy. and they basically went back into the courtroom. And because Shannon felt bad for him, and they got it lowered to $22,500 a month, which is still a huge amount. But I was like, I would have just been like, take that $30,000. Listen, if you don't want to pay that $30,000, don't have an affair next time and end your marriage normally, okay?
Yeah, and you have 3 kids. It's not like you're just giving some rando lady money. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And how about you get a lawyer? If you don't want to deal with those things, get a lawyer and why do you not have a lawyer, sir? You know, like, you just lost yourself nearly $30,000 a month because you don't have a lawyer.
Because he's an arrogant ass, and he probably figures if he just tells the lawyer, this lady's trying to bleed me dry, she's a crazy alcoholic, and whatever, and then the lawyer's going to be like, okay, brah, you know, give her enough for rent.
Yeah.
Or whatever. People are arrogant. Especially David. What a prick.
Yeah, what a prick.
So she, I got mad at Shannon that she went and let him pay less money.
Yeah, but, me too.
I mean, it's still a decent amount, but really, I mean, I don't know, because I don't know what it takes to raise 3 kids. And $12,500 a month on a house is nuts, so not really sure how that's going to work out. But it was sad. What a sad way to end. My God, thanks a lot, Orange County.
I know, I thought I was pretty happy. I was happy about it. I thought it was a great ending. David has to pay money.
Yeah, fucker. Well, that brings us to the end of Real Housewives of Orange County.
Yeah, tomorrow we're going to be back with Below Deck Med. Should be a good episode. And then on Thursday, we're going to head to good old Palm Beach. So we'll see everyone there. We still have some tickets left, so go to watchacrappins.com to get those tickets for that. It's going to be an amazing show. I'm going to pull out my best Giovanni dress, but not give anyone any credit. And we're going to have a great time.
Yeah, everybody. Thanks, Giovanni.
Thanks, Giovanni. Talk to you later. Guys. Bye.
This summer, Take yourself to a different place with Audible's Summer Listens. Like Ruby Wax's eye-opening yet funny How to Be Human, the manual, published by Penguin.
After living and breathing for what seems like eternity with the monk and the neuroscientist, it feels like we're an old married threesome. We harangue, nag, but our relationship continues to flourish because we can make each other hysterical. I might say to the monk, that's way too Buddhist sounding. I don't even want to hear another bee out of your mouth tonight. And he'll flip me back a, that's 2,000 years of wisdom, sweetheart. Swallow it. At one point, we were even thinking of writing another book, combining our separate wisdoms called Act Like a Buddha, Think Like a Jew. When the neuroscientist starts cocking his high IQ feathers at us, the monk and I will tell him to start speaking human tongue or we'll cut him out of the book. I've been squeezing these guys dry for more than a year, leaving them empty and exhausted. But I got a book out of them, and that's all that counts.
Audible Summer Listens. Choose from the world's largest selection of audiobooks and listen to your first one for free. £7.99 a month after 30-day free trial. Renews automatically. See audible.co.uk for details.